work session on House Bill 2348. Representative Sumner.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2348 without recommendation as to passage, and the bill be referred to the House Committee on Elections and Rules.
Representative Sumner moves House Bill 2348 without recommendation to the House Committee on Election and Rules. Any objection? Then I don't believe we need a roll call vote. So motion passes, so ordered. And I will close the work session on House Bill 2348. Open a public hearing on House Bill 3301A in gross. Kara, would you like to explain this to us?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 3301A authorizes the formation of county service districts with overlapping jurisdiction if districts are authorized to provide different services. It expands the purpose for which county service districts may be formed within the jurisdiction of a local boundary commission. Limits the authority of a city or special district to object, but I will add that 3301 has already been in the House Committee on Land Use, and they adopted an amended version of the bill which removed that limit on the authority of cities or special districts to object. Chapter 451 of ORS contains the statutory requirements governing the formation of county service districts, and service districts may be formed to provide a wide range of services. You'll recall that we've already had a bill this session on adding animal control to service districts, the kinds of services that counties may offer. Service districts may include both rural and urban areas within the boundaries. And once a district is approved, it may levy taxes and issue general obligation bonds to carry out its functions. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Kara, would this specific piece of legislation be necessary in a county that did not have a boundary commission? Could they do this anyway? I would like testimony as to that at some point from somebody if you don't have the answer.
I won't answer. I'm going to do some research and get back to you on that. Perhaps your witness this morning can address that.
Okay. Thank you.
One way or another, we'll have an answer for you.
I don't see anybody else raising in their hand for questions of Kara, so we're going to ask Tony Vita to come up and talk about this. If you would.
Good morning, Chair Berger, members of the committee. My name is Tony Vita, and I represent Lane County government in front of the Oregon Legislature. And just wanted to say a few brief things about House Bill 3301 as a means of background. Two numbers come to mind immediately when I think people ask us, why would we do something like this? It's a fairly arcane and fairly esoteric piece of legislation relative to the overall scheme of things. And the two numbers are 3% and 6%. And without getting into a long explanation of the effects of ballot measures 5, 47, and 50 on local government, particularly county government in Oregon, we have done, we believe, all that we can to contain the cost of government, and still we see year upon year a growth in our revenues, our local property tax base, of about 3% year after year, and a growth in our costs of providing those services closer to 6%. And so that creates a structural deficit that can only be solved with going back and looking at the whole structure of how we finance and provide those services. In Lane County, as recently as 99, we did propose a serial levy on public safety. It went down narrowly to defeat, and rather than bringing that back again, it was decided that we would like to propose to the voters in the 06 general election a countywide public safety district, which is allowed under the Oregon statutes in the county service district part of statute. This is not in the special districts part of the statute at all. And in developing a plan to bring that to voters, we did a scan of the statutes as it pertains to a county with a boundary commission, which in the case of Oregon is only Lane County now, and found there were some potential conflicts in statute, or at least ambiguities, that if in fact we were successful in bringing this countywide public safety district to the voters and passing it, those ambiguities could potentially lead to legal challenges. Someone that didn't like the outcome of the election could come back and challenge it on that basis. So that is the genesis for this bill. And what we hope is that if we are successful both in getting this bill passed and lowering some of those legal ambiguities, and also convincing our voters to enact a countywide public safety district, we will stabilize the ability of the county to pay for the basic components of what we do to serve the felony population. I want to be specific about what we're looking at. We're looking at enhancing sheriff's patrols, particularly in the rural areas where, of course, the methamphetamine blight leads to a lot of property crime that largely goes unaddressed these days. Expanding or opening some of the beds in the jail. This is not capital money. This is just to buy some more corrections officers so you have all the hard sanctions at your disposal that you have facilities for but not operating money for. It involves hiring some additional deputy district attorneys. As you know, in Oregon, the district attorney himself or herself is paid for out of the state general fund, but the deputies that work and actually prosecute, process most of these felony cases are funded at the county level, and so we do need some more prosecutorial capacity to fully address the felony issues in Lane County. It also would involve enhancing transition services, alcohol and drug treatment for people going in or out of the criminal justice system. It would also help fund expansion of, again, adding some corrections officers in our youth facility. We have two out of three pods that were built back in the mid-90s that are currently not used, although we could the demand is certainly there because we do not have the operating money to provide youth corrections officers. So that's the short list. And I should also add parole and probation to be able to lower the very onerous caseload that those folks have. So we still have, even if this legislation passes, some convincing to do with the city of Eugene and the city of Springfield and the other cities in our county to agree to some changes to the metro plan, which would then which would make sure that this countywide public safety district is consistent with the local comprehensive plan. So the cities still have a bite at this apple and need to be persuaded. But again, cities in Lane County, and I think in most parts of the state, as we like to say, they provide the cuff 'em part of law enforcement. But after they're cuffed, everything else that happens is on the county's dime. And that's where that capacity really has to be stabilized and sustainable. And that's what we're attempting to do with this countywide public safety district. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
You have amendments?
The amendments, the dash two amendments.
A2s. Already been engrossed.
Yes.
Which are being passed out.
Which are being passed out. We made amendments in House land use in response to a concern by the city of Eugene. Then subsequent to it coming out of House land use, we heard from the Oregon Water Resources Congress that there were some potential conflicts, technical conflicts, again, with what they benefit from in that statute. And so we worked with Oregon Water Resources Congress to make those changes, and that is represented in the dash twos. And as far as I can tell, those address their concerns without substantially changing the structure or the intent of the legislation. But we really, it was just in agreement with that organization that we decided to ask for some additional technical amendments that are contained in the dash twos.
Further questions? Yeah, I think you did answer my question that this is well, perhaps not. I'll ask it again. If you were a county without a boundary commission, would you need this legislation to do this?
I think the sunset or the going away of the boundary commission in Lane County would substantially mitigate the need for this legislation. In other words, some of the conflicts that we're trying to address or ambiguities exist because we are a county with the boundary commission. I can't say 100% of that would go away, but I think a substantial portion of it would go away. But again, in response to a request by the city of Eugene that they continue to have a boundary commission, we did not include the sunset of the boundary commission as the solution in this bill. We tried all the other solutions up to, but not including the closing of the boundary commission in deference to their preferences. And we do think their support ultimately for our public safety district is critical, both in terms of them approving an amendment to the metro plan and ultimately having at least some voice among their city councilors and mayor and police chief and city manager that in fact they would benefit by having a more stable and sustainable countywide public safety system.
Mr. Reed, one more question on this. Have you, in doing your due diligence with regard to this proposal to the voters, counted in as a cost the cost of fees and assessments to the county to the boundary commission for this service district?
No, we have not, because the boundary commission, either existing or not existing, has been a primary consideration in terms of how we've structured this. But I think if in fact the boundary commission were to go away and we were to absorb that function at the county level, which is my understanding of what has happened in other counties that have had boundary commissions go away in the last 10 years, we would have to absorb some of that cost because the function has to continue, mm-hmm. and that would have to also be factored into the financials we present to the voters.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions for the committee members? I think that's all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and close. See no one else wanting to speak or further questions or discussion, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 3301A and close today's House General Government Committee meeting and ask you to please be here Thursday on time so we can get through the fingerprinting thing.